He's a very tall human being. She's very short, and she has an accent. She doesn't, but she does talk like she's from the ghetto. And oh yeah, he talks like a hetero. And she's a lesbian, and she's straight, but he looks like her, but he's a boy, so he's transforming into a girl, so he's what they call a transsexual. And she's got IBS. It just happened, so she has to wear Depends, which protects her pants from when she accidentally shits in them.
And she's on her way out of a really shitty situation with her ex. He dumped her last week, gave her some lame excuse, but she doesn't think it's true, so she thinks they'll make it through this, and so she holds on to hope that one day he'll come back to her. But then she finds out he's with another girl, and they're gonna have a baby, and she thinks maybe he'll get scared and come back to her. Cause she knows, deep down, he's not ready for a kid. He's afraid to love, that's why he can't. That's why he hurts people, and he doesn't give a shit. And she was right, that's what he did. Told his new girlfriend to get an abortion, and so she did. And now she's left with the shame and the guilt and the grief of losing a baby she didn't even plan on having. But it's not really the loss of the baby she's upset about. It's the pain of never feeling love that relentlessly keeps her feeling left out. I mean, her dead baby's daddy has gone back to his ex just cause he likes the sex and he knows he could be a monster and she'll put up with his bullshit. She'll put up with the lies and the abuse. And it's hard to watch from the side. But I know things like this happen all the time. Because this is the kind of shit humans do. They go round and round in circles, never able to stop themselves from making the same damn mistakes that cause these never-ending stories about heartbreak. And the layers of heartbreak go deep, and they get ugly the more layers you get. And so the heart never gets fixed. And that's what's causing the frustration we see seeping through the seams of society.
And we think we can fix it with, you know, quick fixes like prescriptions and diagnostic imaging and lab tests that base their results on population averages, even though those averages don't give the right information needed to understand that specific human being's needs. And that's why we don't catch the main complaints until it's too late. Like, the day her chronic pain became a massive tumor on her right side, and that took her down a path of depression, and she couldn't dig herself out. And now she's dead. All because of the system we call medicine. But medicine ain't doing shit. Well, it ain't doing what Bill's doing, saving people like me and you.
Things like psychic surgery, boosting white blood cell production, nutrient cells, balancing energy out, raising vibration, things like that. Yes, 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 this shit really works. But we can't tell humans that. They won't get this like we do. They're stuck in the past.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by Artists Are Alone. You can learn more about Art Stories at artistsarealone.com/artstories. And you can buy Sarah's art at artistsarealonestore.com. And you can hit Sarah up on pretty much all social media platforms at Artists Are Alone. So as you can see, Artists Are Alone is pretty amazing. Okay? And she just wants to say thank you for listening to her art stories. It means the world to me. Good day.